pretty underrated, so gonna play a track from that, and we'll see where we go from there. So yeah, once again, this is WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul Simpson. This is The Answers in the Beat. Keep it locked. That's right. Keep it locked.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul Simpson. The show is called The Answer is in the Beat. I'm here till 6 a.m. And this is Thomas Fellman with In the Wind from Pop Ambient 2010. We just heard Panacea with Lightbringer from the album Twisted Designs. Before that, Biobreaks, which is a pseudonym for Martin Damm, also known as Biochipsy, The Speed Freak, and literally dozens of other names, maybe even hundreds. That was a track called Move from a 12-inch released on Riot Beats. Yeah, that was sort of a sister label to Digital Hardcore, or somewhat related. And before that, I played Entity, which is none other than Technical Itch. That was the very first thing he ever put out. A track called Altered State Number 1. On Ibiza Records. Both of those tracks I played off of a really excellent blog called blogtotheoldschool.com. It's blog to the old school, school with a K. That is run by Devnil, and he's been posting tons and tons of incredible tracks. And it comes in handy for me doing my radio show, because I like to play all this obscure stuff that you would never hear anywhere else. And for that, Skeptics with Rumble on a Mission from a compilation called The United States of Drum and Bass. And then Animals on Wheels before that with Shoddy Kicks from the album Designs and Mistakes. Alright, I'm going to read some events. Where are we? What's today? Well, it was just Saturday. No, today's Saturday. And we have the Plymouth Ice Festival free all day today. Annual Ice Sculpture Spectacular happens at Kellogg Park in downtown Plymouth this weekend. There'll be over 100 ice sculptures along with speed carving contests in an attempt to break the world's largest snow cone, which is 5,000 pounds. So that's 4:30 p.m. Saturday in downtown Plymouth. PlymouthIceFestival.org for more information. Also, live music from Lawn Care at the LA Cafe. LA Cafe in the Adrian. Pittsfield Open Jam Band is at Pittsfield Grange. It's free, 3 to 6 p.m. All musicians invited for a Contra Music Open Jam. What else? Woodcuts in Modern China, 1937 to 2008. Towards a Universal Pictorial Language is at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Exhibition featuring 65 Chinese woodblock prints. 30 pieces drawn from the collection of the Pinker Art Galleries. Rare collection of modern Chinese woodcuts. And what else? Oh, yes! Something station-related. Lilyfest 2010 is at the B-side at 7 p.m. with performances by City Center, Secret Twins, Blood Necklace, Sault Ste. Marie, The Ultrasounds, and The White Ravens. It is all ages. It is at the B-side at 7 p.m. And I didn't even notice this last week, but it's a birthday party for Lily from Robot Pasta. So that is something really exciting. I might even show up myself. I should show up. Why am I saying I might? Anyway, what else is going on? Armenian High Hop is at Michigan Union Ballroom at 8 p.m. Dancing to live music by the Armenian band The Johnites. Dinner at a cash bar. Proceeds benefit the Meridun Orphanage in Armenia. Presented by the Armenian Students Culture Association. Alright, so that's what's going on today, Saturday. Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to read the rest. There's a lot of stuff, and yeah. Events information is brought to you by Current Magazine and Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. All right, so, yeah, I'll be here till 6 a.m. doing an extremely unprepared show, and we're gonna play some more music next.
Hello, this is Suffering the Odds, Mind Control Album Volume 1, Series 1. Welcome, stroke victim. Feel free to think for yourself. However, all independent actions from here out will be forbidden. You have had a stroke. Do not attempt to dance. Do not attempt to walk. Do not attempt to drive a car. Use the restroom alone or make a phone call. You will follow the instructions found on this record. Sit there silently and suffer the odds. Please turn the record over. Please turn the record over. Please turn the record over.
The odds are African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans, but there are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Call 1-888-4-STROKE or go to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I didn't write no song about a cow. But now, what about a cow that you could possibly like? Well, there's steaks. There is milk. Why not write about a cow? No one has written about it. Why not write about a cow?
Rufus Thomas wrote one of the all-time great songs about food, The Funky Chicken. In his memory, we present to you Pandora's Lunchbox. It's a food satire show, sometimes intentionally. We'll play songs about food, but we'll also talk to real restaurant owners and look at food in culture. And if we're ever boring, you get your money back. It doesn't cost a thing to tune into Pandora's Lunchbox on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Pandora's Lunchbox every Thursday evening at 6:30. The statement not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Everybody gets a sandwich sometime. And a piece of cake. And ice cream if they're nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's 5 a.m. You're tuned to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul Simpson. This is The Answer is in the Beat. We just heard music from Mike Tamburo playing the hammered dulcimer.